How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Figure Four Daily. It is November 28, 2014. Figure4online.com/WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, it is Black Friday here on the program. And before we get into the news, and I got a lot of stuff to say about CM Punk, I do got to very quickly plug the biggest sale that we have done in nearly a decade. It lasts this entire weekend. If you have never subscribed to the website, we are offering one full month of service for just $3.99. There's a link on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If you've never subscribed before, $3.99 gets you an entire month of service. That means every show that we do, and we usually do two every single day up on the website, all of those shows will be available to you. You'll get access to the new Wrestling Observer newsletter, the new back issues of the Wrestling Observer, the new Figure Four Weekly, all of the back issues of Figure Four Weekly, and you have full access to our entire archive of over 6,000 radio shows, all for $3.99. You can only get this special from now until Monday. So if you've been listening to these free shows for a long time, you've always thought about signing up, but you didn't want to take the plunge, now is the best time to do it. $3.99. The link is up on the front page. If you are a subscriber and you have friends, you could always use this for a Christmas present as well. Or just spread the word. Let people know, if you love this website, that they have the opportunity for the next 3 days only to sign up for only $3.99. Once again, the link is up on the front page. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you are a former subscriber who has let your subscription lapse, sometime today you will also be getting an email with a special link where you can sign up and get the 1 month for $3.99 offer to come back as well. So once again, $3.99, full access to everything. It is not a partial subscription. It is a full subscription. All of the brand new shows, all of the archived shows, the Observers, Figure Fours, and everything else, just $3.99 from now until Cyber Monday only. So head up to WrestlingObserver.com and check that out. It's going to be a very busy weekend as well. Whether you sign up or not, we have two free shows coming up this weekend. Wrestling Observer Live. We're going to be here on Sunday, as always, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific for 2 hours. And our brand new Saturday morning time slot, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sports Byline USA. We've got a full list of ways to listen to the show. The easiest way, if you don't have Sirius Satellite Radio or a Sports Byline affiliate or anything like that, if you go up to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, on the right-hand side of the page, there are links to listen to both After Dark Radio and Wrestling Observer Live, absolutely free, there on the front page. And if you are interested in the CM Punk story, this is your opportunity to call 3 live hours this weekend for you to call in and give us your thoughts on what's going on with CM Punk, the interview on Colt Cabana's podcast, and more. Tomorrow we'll start taking calls immediately when the show goes on the air at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, free on Sports Byline USA and Sirius. We'll also be joined by Jay Lethal in the second half of the hour. Probably about 40 minutes into the hour, Jay Lethal's going to come on, talk Final Battle, Ring of Honor, and everything else. But if you want to talk about CM Punk, Saturday and Sunday on Sports Byline USA and Sirius Satellite Radio, that's your opportunity. Wrestling Observer Live, the most listened to wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Got a lot of notes on CM Punk from talking to people in the company. Got a lot of notes here. If you have not heard the CM Punk interview, two options. If you're a subscriber or if you sign up today, Dave and I did a full report on this on Wednesday night, going over virtually every single thing that he said. I think we did it in about 40 minutes. The actual interview is about 2 hours. I do recommend you go to ColtCabana.com or iTunes and get the Colt Cabana Art of Wrestling podcast, where you can hear CM Punk in his own words talk about all of this. I believe that there is a YouTube video as well that Colt is pushing that has the entire interview. Somebody did interview me or email me, and they said that they had heard that the interview had been edited. And I'm not sure if that's the case. They said that a lot of stuff after the, as soon as he started talking about the quitting, when he went into Vince and Hunter's office, somebody said that had been edited. I don't know if maybe they had a bad download or what. I know on YouTube, I went up today and checked it out. I couldn't even get on Colt Cabana's website because there's so many people trying to download the CM Punk interview. But I know the version on YouTube is the entire 2-hour version. Maybe it's been edited elsewhere. I don't know. there were a lot of things that Punk said that I remember when listening to them, I thought, man, is this really the smartest idea to say these things here on this podcast? So maybe there are versions that have been edited. I don't know. But I know that the YouTube version is complete. So if anybody has an edited version, if you've downloaded it and it's not the entire show, please email me and let me know so I can have some confirmation on that. I was told that virtually everybody in WWE who has listened to this thought it was awesome. Now, if you know CM Punk, CM Punk is a guy who has his lovers, maybe that's the wrong word, he has his fans, and he has his detractors. And so there are a group of people in WWE who are big fans of CM Punk, and there are people in WWE who just can't stand the guy. When he left, I heard from people that were like, thank God this guy has left. He drove us crazy. He was so angry. And I should note, and there will be some profanity here because we're talking about CM Punk. When he did his podcast with Cole Cabana, he admitted that at the end, he was actually sorry for how many times he told people to fuck off. So, I mean, when it happened, I had been told from people that he was so miserable, he was such a crabby individual, that they were glad he was finally gone out of the locker room because they couldn't handle him anymore. Now, with that said, the impression that I got was even people who did not like CM Punk, even people who really thought he was a miserable guy and were not CM Punk's fans in the slightest, they were fans of a lot of the stuff that he talked about in the podcast. Because it is true. There are a lot of guys in the company who are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to approach management. They're afraid to ask questions. And CM Punk got a lot of that out on the podcast. And he opened a lot of people's eyes that didn't know anything about what goes on internally in WWE. So there were even people that don't like CM Punk and don't want him back in the company who are happy that he did this podcast and said everything that he said. I was told that Vince McMahon is upset, but he's not like fuming. He's just upset that the whole thing happened. Of course, Vince McMahon is going to be on Steve Austin's podcast on the WWE Network on Monday. And I was told that it is very unlikely that he's going to talk about this in depth. Anything can happen. I mean, many times I've interviewed somebody and they've said, you know, I really don't want to talk about this or I can't talk about this or whatever. But once the interview is in full effect, I mean, they want to talk and they start talking. So it is possible we'll hear more from Vince than we expected coming up on the Steve Austin podcast on Monday. But the belief was if he said anything, it was probably going to be a very, I don't know if political is the right term, but I'll give you an example here. Yahoo Sports had a statement from WWE, and the statement simply read, WWE takes the health and wellness of its talent very seriously and has a comprehensive talent wellness program that is led by one of the most well-respected physicians in the country, Dr. Joseph Maroon. That was the entire statement about CM Punk's podcast. And the feeling was that when Vince McMahon is asked about it on Monday by Steve Austin, he's probably going to give a corporate answer, a simple answer. I don't expect him to talk about it in great detail. Now, I did get a text from somebody who was in the company who has some knowledge. And suffice to say, while Vince is mad, but not as mad, the guy who's furious, as you can probably guess, is Triple H. Triple H wants to kill Punk, was the exact text message here. Not happy. And if you're Triple H, how could you be happy if you heard the podcast and heard all of the things that CM Punk said about Triple H, how Triple H was gritting his teeth as Punk was tearing him a new one during his final meeting. Triple H extremely unhappy with the podcast. And I talked about this months ago when I first had a huge argument with Todd on Figure Four Daily. Our big argument was whether CM Punk would never be back. And I was insistent, you'll never, ever see this guy back in the company again. And I've even made a $100 bet with Chris Harrington about how you will never see CM Punk back in this company, at least in the next 10 years, was the bet with Harrington. Because we have to have an end date, because otherwise we have to wait until some or all of us pass away to find out who was right. But I have also made a $100 bet with Chris Harrington. I was just told that Hunter and Stephanie have such an abject hatred of CM Punk. It is fuming. It is when you think of the and granted, Randy Savage is probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Obviously, he's passed away. He's not going to be there. But this was like ultimate no-call list for CM Punk. And granted, I guess as long as Vince McMahon is alive and in charge, there is always the chance that he will try to get CM Punk back. And in fact, if you listen to the podcast, Vince McMahon did try to get CM Punk back. But the two keys here are that Hunter and Stephanie hate this man. I don't know them. I've never talked to them. I can't say they hate him more than anybody else in the entire world. But I would guess if they made a list of the most hated people in the world, CM Punk would be very, very high on that list. And above all that, how can you listen to the CM Punk interview and think there's any chance that this man is ever going to consider going back? So I still steadfastly believe that you will never see CM Punk back in WWE, and the hatred of him by Hunter and Stephanie is one of the main reasons. And obviously, as noted listening to the podcast, I can't imagine him ever coming back. Ryback is not happy. As many of you are aware, CM Punk had some very inflammatory things to say about the Ryback, including calling him steroid guy. And Ryback ended up posting a photograph on Twitter of a bunch of Ryback action figures. Ryback has a lot of his own action figures, I might add. A lot of these action figures gathered around a CM Punk action figure who had been put through a table. And Ryback tweeted, "For the record, if I quit for being fragile and insecure, I would make up excuses too. Things didn't go my way for a long time, and I kept going day in and out. Slander is a powerful thing, and to state complete made-up nonsense for no reason shows his insecurities. I will continue to bust my ass, study matches every chance I get, cut promos when driving, and push myself for hours on end, even when hurt. Thank you." I have been alerted that Ryback has since deleted all of those tweets. So I don't know if that was a company directive. Do not call attention to this thing. Do not make this thing bigger than it needs to be. But Ryback did post and then delete all of those comments. Chris Jericho also on Twitter was promoting his own podcast with Seth Rollins, calling it the most listened to podcast of the week, which of course had all sorts of people tweeting him saying, "Hold on a second, let's be serious. The Punk podcast is the most listened to podcast of the week." And I believe he tweeted back, "Who's Colt?" Colt, by the way, this should come as a surprise to nobody. I was told Colt is on the shit list. Company extremely unhappy with Colt Cabana. So if there was ever any consideration of bringing Colt in, my guess is that is also not happening anytime soon. I don't know if I would go as far as to say all-time no-call list, but he's very much not in their good graces as of today. So that is the latest on Twitter regarding this situation. A lot of guys aren't tweeting about it for obvious reasons. I'm sure the company has a directive. Do not call attention to this. Do not bring this up. But obviously, I don't know everybody in the company. I don't even talk to most of the people in the company, but I do know that the impression that I was given from people who are very connected is virtually everybody in the company has already listened to this podcast. Everybody in the main company, everybody in NXT, and it's overwhelmingly a beloved podcast because, again, there are a lot of things that Punk said that whether you like the guy or not, he's calling attention to what they believe are big problems within WWE. It's been on TMZ. I don't know how big and wide it is going to spread. But I do know, as I said earlier, we're going to be talking about it all this week, and I can't imagine, well, obviously, Jim and Virginia and Ed will probably call about women's wrestling, but other than that, I would guess that most everybody else is going to be calling about the CM Punk interview. I know on our board, it is a hotly debated topic. There are pro and con anti-punk and pro-punk people talking about their thoughts on this story. So that is up on our board right now if you want to go up there and check that out. And again, this weekend, two live shows if you want your voice to be heard. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, as well as Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. All of the information is going to be up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. And once again, if you're listening to this free and you do not want to miss out on any of this great stuff that we give you every single day here at WrestlingObserver.com, go to the front page. And between now and Monday, this is your chance, the first time in a decade, we've offered anything even close to this, you can get a full month of WrestlingObserver.com access for just $3.99. We got a lot of great interviews coming. And of course, every interview we have ever done is available in the archives. And for the next 3 days, it's only $3.99. Make sure you check that out. Also, be back later on tonight, everybody. After Dark Radio, 11 Pacific, 2 a.m. Eastern. Catherine Albrecht is going to be on the show talking radio frequency ID tags, RFID tags. They're everywhere. If you went shopping for Black Friday today, there may be what she calls a spy chip in your home. Probably a number of them. Perhaps spying on you right now. Catherine Albrecht on After Dark Radio tonight. If you go up to WrestlingObserver.com, I've put the links on the front page for all of these different shows at Dark Matter Radio Network and Sports Byline USA. You'll never miss a show again heading to WrestlingObserver.com. So I hope those of you in the U.S. and worldwide, of course, had a great Thanksgiving, a great Thursday if you're outside of this country. We'll be back later on tonight with more and all weekend with brand new shows here at WrestlingObserver.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again very soon.